welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Helias Crusaders. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with a wildly gesticulating Tom Rackers of the News Tribune. And before Tom and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Tom's conversation with Helias head coach Chris Henches.
Chris, we'll start with looking back at Hannibal. You know, a 31-20 win on the road against a state-ranked team. A really good start to the year, no matter if you thought how well you played or not.
You know, I think going back and looking at the tape, you know, obviously, as you know, my initial reaction Friday night was we didn't play our best game, and I think the tapes certainly, you know, solidified that. You know, there were mistakes made on both sides of the ball, mistakes made in the special teams, and we put a lot of focus this week in cleaning those things up. You know, it's a learning experience, and these are still young kids, and even though we have a lot of experience, it's their first game of the year, and you're not going to be flawless, but we can certainly improve penalties and, you know, just a few blown assignments here and there, and, you know, not connecting on passes that could have been, you know, big plays for us. But I like our focus and our preparation this week, and hopefully we're ready to go out and play a little bit better ball game on Friday.
You know, tonight you're going to play, you're at Hickman opening the C-MAC under their new head coach, Justin Conyers. You know, a guy that you're very familiar with through the years, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, he's been at Hallsville, but, you know, in his days at Battle, you know, we butted heads with him a couple of years there at Battle, and, you know, he's a good coach. He's had a lot of success, and, you know, we see a lot of the, you know, the same philosophy from him that, you know, he had at Battle years and certainly during the Hallsville years. And, you know, he's a Hickman guy. I'm sure he has a lot of pride in being the head coach at his alma mater, and just as I do here. And I'm sure he's wanting to resurrect that program and get it back on the winning track. And, you know, you can already see they're playing hard. You know, that's one thing you can certainly see on tape is that they're playing hard, they're physical. I think they're going to give us everything we want for four quarters.
You know, when you look at them, one guy who stands out is tight end Brock Camp. He caught 10 passes in the loss to Marquette in week one, and he's just a big target, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a big physical guy, and that's such a matchup problem. You know, they just throw fades and jump balls to him with his height and his ball skills, because he's a great basketball player too. You know, he certainly has our attention, and, you know, anytime you have a quarterback as accurate as they have and with a quick release, you know, we're going to have to challenge him. And because I know they're going to try to get him some touches, and if he gets a full head of steam, he's hard to bring down. So, you know, it's going to be assignment football, gang tackling, and making sure we play the ball well when it's in the air, and getting pressure on the quarterback, making him uncomfortable. It's going to be a big part of that too.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that was Helias head coach Chris Henches. So, Tom, the word for last week's 31-20 win at Hannibal, workmanlike?
Yeah, you know, one of the first things that Chris mentioned when I started talking to him after the game was, you know, he was disappointed. It was a C-plus effort for them, you know, for what he expected. And he didn't really change his tune as I talked to him during, you know, for the preview. He said, yeah, I went back to the film, and it kind of looked like what we thought it looked like.
Okay.
You know, but you look at it as an outsider. They won by double digits against a state-ranked team on the road to open the season.
Yeah.
A positive thing.
Sure.
But, you know, and it's always good, I think, you know, to learn from week one. And your flaws kind of get exposed, I think, a little bit. When, you know, you play a quality team week one, it shows you right out of the gate what you need to work on. And they saw some things they need to work on.
So, I guess, what were those things?
You know, on the offensive side, we'll just start with, you know, the deep passing game wasn't there. The timing wasn't right.
Okay.
It was off. And so there were some balls that probably, you know, I'm not going to say could have been caught, but could have been thrown better, a whole lot of mishmash of things. You know, Hawaii was talking in the preseason about wanting to run between the tackles. Well, they couldn't really run between the tackles. Now, Hannibal had something to do with that because their defensive line's pretty good.
Okay.
But, you know, Helias is pretty proud of their offensive line this year and couldn't get a lot done. And Chris, you know, talked about that especially, you know, talked that basically, you know, they didn't look great against Hannibal and they didn't look great in the Jamboree either, you know, the week before. So that's a problem that they want to get fixed. You know, they have talented linemen, but they're not getting the push off the line of scrimmage that they think they should be able to get.
Okay. Well, I guess the next chance to improve that comes tonight, 7 o'clock game at Hickman. Hickman lost last week 31-21 at Marquette. So I guess the first thing is you look at and go, okay, we aren't quite sure if that's a good loss, bad loss, whatever at this point. It's still too early to tell. But what do you think about maybe that season opening result for the QBs?
Yeah, you know, the first game under Justin Conyers, who old-time Hawaiians fans will know, he coached at Battle back, you know, in the early teens, and then spent the last few years at Hallsville, and now came to Hickman, his alma mater, this year to try to, you know, to get Hickman's program up and going, which is, you know, frankly, has struggled for the last decade plus.
Right. You may not know off the top of your head, how many coaches has that been for Hickman in the last couple of years?
We actually talked about that last night. We're pretty sure that it's been like four or five in the last 15 years, it's been at least five.
Okay.
So there's been some turnover.
Sure.
And, you know, and that for whatever reasons, you know, but he is a grad. He's a Hickman grad.
Right.
And so you're just going to think that he's going to stick with it. You know, Chris said, I'm sure that he's thinking the same things that I think of when I took over the Hawaii's program. It's like, I'm a grad, this has got to work. You know, I've put pressure on myself. And he says, he's sure that Justin thinks the same way.
Right, right. So I guess the thing is, I mean, you're not quite sure, you know, every coach is going to be different. I mean, some coaches come in and it's like, I have my philosophy, I want my team to be like that. Some of them are a little bit more malleable to go, okay, we're going to work with what we've got. What do we think we're going to maybe see from a Justin Conyers team going forward, maybe at Hickman?
Well, back in the day, you know, when he was at Battle, it was a whole lot of, you know, great athletes, spread offense. But, you know, that's been, like I say, more than about a decade ago when he left to go to Hallsville. And I said, do you actually, you know, you saw him play week one. Do you go back and look at Hallsville tape from last year before?
Right.
And he said, yeah. And, you know, just to kind of get an idea of what they like to do and what do they try to do offensively? Just what do they try to do defensively? Because you don't know. Now, obviously there's a difference in athletes between Hickman and Hallsville.
Right.
Against Hallsville, he was very successful there. And Chris said, you know, we're going to probably see some tweaks and some wrinkles because it was kind of a lot of basic, that's probably not the right word, but he's probably juiced things up a little bit, you know, with the athletes he has at Hickman.
Okay.
So they're kind of, Chris kind of compared it, said that we are very similar.
Okay.
In what they try to do. Spread offense, kind of the same. He said it's so much the same that when we're running, you know, scout team plays, we use our verbiage for the plays they like to run so our guys know how to run it better.
Right, right.
And he said, you know, and defensively, it's a little, you know, so they basically run a 4-3, kind of the same type stuff. They do, Hickman and Hawaii do things a little bit different, but, you know, it's kind of like looking in a mirror.
Okay. So I guess the thing is, in the game like this, you're kind of looking at it from, okay, how do we slow them down? So it's not like you're coming at it from a totally unfamiliar point or something where you don't see very often. Obviously, you know, like you say, if they've got that familiarity, it's them running it themselves, then there's probably a good chance that they will just be able to, you know, be able to kind of know, okay, we can kind of maybe see this and play faster, maybe. So do you think that gives the Crusaders an edge just defensively in terms of being able to react a little bit quicker to what they might see tonight?
Yeah, I think so. And that's something that, you know, we talk about things to improve on. You know, last week they weren't very happy with the way they defended against the run. Mike Fier, a really, really good running back at Hannibal, you know, 6'2", 195. He ran hard between the tackles, and he was tough to bring down. I don't, you know, Hickman doesn't necessarily have that type of running back, but they've got playmakers, and we'll talk about one of them here in a minute, who can do stuff with the ball. And so it's a different type of test, I think, tonight than what they had up in Hannibal, but the defense also is looking to improve.
Yeah. Well, you stole the next question right out of my mouth, so let's just go and say, who does concern Hawaii's tonight?
Well, that'd be Brock Camp.
Okay.
And, for, you know, he's 6'7", 240, a senior. We'll call him tight end / wide receiver.
just throw the ball up, he'll go get it.
No offense, that sounds exactly like what Chris said. I mean, some Lions fans might, you know, him from basketball. He's a really, really good basketball player as well. You know, at his, you know, at that size, great athlete. they're going to know where he is all the time. And at 6'7", 240,
you should be able to find him.
You should be able to find him.
Right.
Now, you know, and you look around like just the highest secondary, you know, secondary, much, you know, linebackers either. They don't have anybody that size. The closest would probably Logan Hillman. So you kind of, you know, got to wonder whether Logan at, I think, 6'4", 6'5", is going to be the one who's going to have to, you know, kind of key on him all night. But he's going to be someone, you know, he caught 10 passes and 2 touchdowns against Marquette in the opener. So they are going to try to get him the ball.
Yeah.
And he's tough to bring down if he gets ahead of steam going.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you just, you know, obviously that might just be the first guy slow him and then the rest of you come to the ball and help bring him down.
Yeah, there's not a guy, you know, that you can't tackle him one-on-one. If you do, great job. You right. probably aren't going to be able to do it next time.
Right.
So, exactly. That, you know, that's the key. Gang tackling, making sure you know where he is, ball awareness. Best thing you can do is pressure the quarterback so he can't get the ball to him. But if he gets the ball to him, know where it is, play great defense. And, you know, if he catches it, good for him.
Yeah. I guess the big thing that, you know, we always give short shrift, I think, maybe when we do the preseason talk and all this stuff, is we assume that everybody's done the work and for conditioning in the off season. How did last week go in terms of any problems with cramping? Did they seem like everybody had hydrated properly? Did you see any of that on a week where it was hotter last week and there's going to be a different change, it seems like, with the forecast for tonight where it might be cooler, but you still want to make sure in those early season games you're plenty hydrated.
You know, there was cramping a little bit on both sides, and which was, you know, it had been a hot week, but, you know, if you think back the weeks before that, the weather was pretty good.
Right.
I think it just kind of, I don't say snuck up on them, but, you know, it was a tough week. And, you know, Hawaii's had some of its key players limited with what they can do because of cramping. But I think, you know, there's another lesson you learn. It doesn't matter how hot you think it's going to be hydrated, be ready to go.
Right,
and,
right.
And I think they did learn that lesson.
Yeah, and maybe it's just the sort of thing, too, is, you know, we still have the hydration breaks the first, what, 3 weeks or 4 weeks of the season?
I think it's 3.
Yeah, and so, you know, sometimes when it is cooler, maybe you're not thinking, let's keep drinking, but maybe if you learned a lesson from, I didn't drink early enough in the first quarter last week, I better make sure I do it the first quarter this week, even if it doesn't feel like I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing is you always wonder about is how were any injuries of note last week? How did the Crusaders come out in terms of overall health of the team?
I think they're good, okay. Actually. It's you know, knock on wood, week one was good for them. You know, they got, with the exception, obviously, of the cramming, but I think everybody did okay. And you know, everybody got a week of experience. You know, I don't want people to think that we're piling on them or that they're not going to be good this year. They're good. Don't get me wrong. It was just a disappointing week. They have high expectations there, and they didn't get met that first week. And now it was back to work and practice this week and trying to meet those expectations as they go through the rest of the season.
Sure. And, you know, I'm sure it's one of those things that Elias has harped on because they always talk about this, but this does technically open the CMAC season, and, you know, one of their first starting goals is they want to try to win conference. So, you know, this is the first time you get to do it, so if nothing else, that ought to give you a little more extra added push this week to make sure you're ready to go.
Yeah, you know, this is, I think, the fifth year for the conference, and they've won it 3 out of 4 times. It is one of their goals, and, you know, it's one of the reasons they wanted to get back into a conference, a chance to play for something during the regular season. And, you know, these kids now that are getting there that are in high school, they don't know anything besides the CMAC. So they're,
right.
Yeah, so right now it's just, okay, we basically always want it. We've got to continue that tradition going, and you're right. This is not a game you want to slip up if you think you're going to win the
right.
title.
Absolutely. All right, I guess I'll just ask you, who comes out on top tonight and by how much?
Well, it's, you know, okay, new coaches. You just kind of never know what they're going to bring out.
Right.
You know, Hawaii's, I think, has won the last 10 in the series against them after, you know, Hickman kind of dominated them a little bit in the series before that. And Hawaii's has now really kind of flipped that around. You know, I think Hickman is averaging a little more than 8 points in those 10 games. So they're not having much luck scoring. And Hawaii's, I think, scored 34 or more in 9 of them.
Okay.
So they've kind of been lopsided games the last decade. And I don't know that that's going to change a lot tonight. I think it'll be a decent football game into the third quarter, midway through the third quarter. But I think Hawaii's kind of pulls away. I'm going to say Elias 35-7.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Tom Rackers, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune. And get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Tom Rackers on Twitter at TJRackers. Thanks for listening.